Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Houston, we're back together again, man. Rick Kamla is back. My wife had an emergency appendectomy on Sunday morning. Needed to spend a couple of days with her. And now I'm back, Houston. You got me back in the saddle again with my main man, Clint Sterner. Little players only the last couple of days. Shout out to Wade Smith and Cecil Shorts for coming on in.
Yeah, man, those guys crushed it. It was a good time, man. Just a little round table. Somebody paid us the biggest compliment ever. I believe it was Tuesday at practice. A guy walked up and he said, "Man, I was listening to y'all and it sounded like I was just sitting in a bar stool breaking bread." I said, "Good, that's what we were going for." So yeah, man, big shout out to those guys. Thanks for filling in a pinch. And obviously hated to hear what was going on with you. I actually did a very poor job Monday, by the way, of I guess letting everyone know why you weren't here. I used the word family issues several times. Like, Rick's not here with family issues.
Is he on TMZ? What happened?
I catch myself. I'm like, that don't sound very good, family. But I didn't want to, I didn't want to put anybody's business out there. I didn't know if Charity wanted everybody knowing what was going on. So I just thought, well, what the hell? So the next day I was just like, well, Rick's out.
Well, we are very private people. So yeah. we appreciate.
Well, I apologize. I apologize for using the choice of words there, but it was in good jest of trying to keep everything under, or your business under wraps. But man, glad she's okay. And man, like I said, both days, glad to have you back, brother. Glad that you're back in the driver's seat and we're rocking and rolling.
Yes, sir. Shout out. Is it Memorial Hermann Hospital? Is it Hardman or Herman? Memorial Hermann. Shout out to everybody over there, the nurses, the doctors over at the Sugarland location. They took great care of my wife, man. So let's move on and talk some sports. Guess who wasn't at practice today?
Let me guess, 75.
out once again. So it's four practices and or games and seven total days since we've seen Matt Khalil on the practice field. Your thoughts, my man?
Yeah, I mean, it's very repetitive, obviously, with what we've been talking about the last 2 days. I don't think it's the fact that he's not there. It's not the fact that players don't necessarily participate once you get 3 weeks into training camp, but it's the Bill O'Brien's actions or his comments yesterday when asked if he was injured, the fact that you could tell it agitated the hell out of him, and that's a little bit mind-boggling. And then the fact that not just being able to say if it is an injury, being able to just say, yeah, he got his foot stepped on or he hurt his ankle, and we're being a little cautious with it, and we're going to hold him out, make sure he's ready for opening week in 2 weeks. And so it just the whole thing, and then not being around practice at all, not getting mental reps at all. Wade Smith yesterday made the comment that it could be if it's a foot or a knee or an ankle, standing up on it for 2.5 hours may not be the best thing. And I think there's several different directions that we can go from a speculation standpoint, Rick, but it would be very easy to just say, hey, here's the deal. The guy's a little bit banged up. And we're protecting him a little bit, but when you don't do that, all of a sudden we speculate for 7 days. The mystery continues to grow on a daily basis. And once again, here we are, no Matt Khalil on the practice field with the football team. At least that was the initial report. He may have come out mid practice. They started an hour ago, and we'll see what the report is after practice. We've got John Harris coming on, so John will be able to tell us exactly what's going on and give us an up to the second update on Matt Khalil and more.
So John Harris will be on at about 3:35. Keep it locked all day. Clinton Kamla on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. I did read some of the quotes from Bill O'Brien getting testy about a question about Matt Khalil and injuries, and he said, "I will release an injury report when we get closer to the season. Until then, don't ask me about injuries." B.O.B. to me has, there have been times when he's been really jovial, joking around. I actually got him to crack a little bit and laugh when I asked him about Matt Patricia and F-bombs. And then there have been other questions that have caused him to get testy and salty. And you don't have that much invested in Matt Khalil. You do not have a draft pick invested in him. It is not a multi-year deal. So if there's some political reason, some optics that they're afraid of in terms of telling us what's up with Matt Khalil, I think they should just let all of that go. If the Matt Khalil experiment ends up being a complete disaster, I will not bang on this team one little bit. They're kicking the tires on a former fourth overall pick and Pro Bowler in this league. I'm not mad at you for experimenting with Khalil, but if Roderick Johnson is the better option, and for political reasons you're going to continue to sell Matt Khalil on us, I don't think that's the right way to go.
Well, I mean, here's the curious aspect of this is that, you know, you in a roundabout way you find out whether it was leaked or it was made part of a report that Kahale Waring was dealing with a concussion issue. Those are things that coaches and organizations tend to keep under wraps a little bit more. You got a rookie who hadn't been involved much. You as a coach initially the first time he missed camp, you had made some comments about him needing to get back out there. Now then he gets a concussion. Boom, we hadn't seen him since. But we know there's a concussion. Kids fighting a concussion. Boom, you wash your hands of it. You move on. It's not a topic anymore. When's he going to come back is what you start talking about. It's interesting that with a guy like that, word gets out. But now you've got a guy that's got got serious question marks in his career, is playing a position that is an absolute game changer, season changer, organization changer in 2019 for the Texans. And we're going to be tight-lipped about whether it's an injury or not, or why he hadn't been. He's done nothing for 7 days straight. So it's a little bit interesting. Can't blame the media for being curious of whether it's an injury or what the hell's going on.
Good call. So I agree.
That's just the thing to me is it's hit or miss. Some guys will talk about their injuries and it's okay, and then all of a sudden, really when it's more of a topic and it's more justified to ask, it's a problem to ask, and so. I do understand, however, though, Rick, why Bill O'Brien would say at least keep it under wraps. I mean, if this is a guy you're trying to move, then clearly you don't want anybody to know that he's just flat not good enough to make your team. You want them to think that, hey, he's good and there's just other assets that the Texans need and value more. Or if he's injured, you don't want the opposing team, if he's going to play, let's say he does play, I remember one year, Rick, when I hurt my shoulder and I couldn't throw the ball 10 yards. It was the only injury I've ever had in football. And we were playing Alabama that next week. And the trainers made me put my pads on everything, all the way down to my rib protect, everything, and go to practice and stand there because they didn't want any pictures circulating of me not in pads, shoulder wrapped up, ice on my shoulder. They didn't want anybody knowing outside of that I had went to the locker room the last Saturday with an apparent shoulder injury. They didn't want anybody knowing what the hell was going on. So if it is an ankle and he's in a boot, they may not want everybody seeing that he's in a boot, and they don't want word getting out there. So I understand why he could be kept behind closed doors, but not talking about it of just like, yeah, man, hey, he got stepped on in the Green Bay game and he hadn't been the same since. We're monitoring it moving forward. That would be the easiest way to deal with it. But who am I? I'm get paid to stand here next to you, not run the Texans training wing of the organization over off Kirby.
You're the Baytown Badass, baby.
True that.
I'm Rick Kamla, and we're in the Twin Peaks studios. Let's talk about Mario Williams, the former first overall pick to the Houston Texans back in 2006, was arrested Tuesday after he was accused of trespassing in a Katie woman's home. There have been reports that he used to have a relationship with her. They have a child together. He was arrested, faces Class B misdemeanor charge of criminal trespassing, and since has posted his $100 bond. But let's hear how this thing went down. This is courtesy of TMZ.
How did you get in here?
I told you. I know
you should out.
No. Call the cops. Tell them to come. I am reporting this now.
Get out.
No, this is illegal. No. I hate you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're going to cry?
Get out.
Tori,
get
out. Here, I'll call again for you.
How are you in here right now?
Cause he opened the door. I said that to you. I said that. You heard me.
Who opened the door?
The sheriff that stays up there.
So he opened my garage for you?
He got the opener up there. Yes, just how the lady in the school called you, which is legal.
So somebody just opened my house for you to
you
come in.
You are on my stuff. I have you.
What does that mean? You're not
That's
allowed illegal. In here.
You literally logged in. You didn't even let our son use the iPad. Record it.
Get out.
No!
Get out.
No, I'm calling the cops right here. Again.
Yeah, look, the scary part of that is that he was in her garage, standing in her doorway that was where you would enter, not the garage door, but enter into the house through the garage. And she comes down, it looked like two or three flights of stairs to with her phone video, and it comes, and he's standing in the doorway screaming. She's asking, how did you get in? He said, the sheriff let me in. He clearly is referring to like the gated community or whatever it is that she lives in. And he's not registering that she's talking about who let you in my garage. He clearly was in her garage, standing next to her vehicle with her door open to her house and yelling at her. And I mean, when it's all said and done, man, there is zero doubt about it. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, here we go. Another former player is going to try the fact that he's that instead of just probably alcohol induced or drug induced, he's acting a fool. We're going to try to slide this thing towards mental. When you watch the video, it's clearly he is not in the right state of mind. This is clearly a mental issue, and he's not on the same planet with us at that point in time.
Correct.
When he's rambling about what's going on. So,
Clint, I'm worried about Mario Williams. I actually have sympathy for him.
Yeah.
The woman that we heard, the child that reportedly they had together. I'm not banging on this one. This one to me is like family problems that have become public, yeah. Right? And I'm just approaching this with sympathy and empathy.
That's bigger than family problems, Rick. That's he's got some mental issues going on. Whether the family's involved, now it's unfortunate that there's a kid and a gal involved, but he couldn't even register the fact that he had broken into her garage and was on her property, and he's alluding to the fact that I got you. And at one point,
the iCloud thing, like she's infiltrating his iCloud. I'm not even tech smart enough to understand what that means.
That's what he was saying, was that apparently he has hit their kid together has an iPad, and she is using his iPad to get into his iCloud, which is his phone numbers and his pictures and anything that he saves on his phone. Essentially, he's claiming that she used the kid's iPad to get to his information, and so she's stealing his information.
Is that a valid concern? You tell me.
I don't think it's a reason.
To go and do what he did, but like if you just have a conversation over the phone you can't do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would think it was a little bit of a concern, but at this point in time, I mean, I'm more concerned with her safety and his mental stability point in time. So. Weird, I mean, footage and audio, and I just hope my man gets the help. Look, I played with Demetrius Underwood, who struggled with some mental issues, Alonzo Spellman, who struggled with some mental issues, bipolar type issues. I mean, it's nothing to play with, and it's a serious, serious problem, and I hope he gets the help that he needs, most importantly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.